We continue our learning. L'nishmas David ben Menachem, l'nishmas Yaakov, menichah Pinchas Elio. We are in Perek Gimel of Bava Metzia, Mishnah Aleph. Hamafkid etzel chaveru behema okelim. Here you have someone, I'll say Reuven, and he gives, as a mafkid, he gives a deposit, an object, in this case, a kelim, vessels, or an animal, to Shimon to watch. So Shimon is the shomer, or the nifkad, and Reuven is the mafkid. And in this case, we're speaking about what Shimon is a shomer chinam. As a shomer chinam, he's watching something for free, so his liability is less than, let's say, a shomer sachar, one who is being paid to watch, a paid watchman, and certainly his liability is less than a shoel, one who's borrowing something, where one who borrows is not paying anything, he's getting full benefit of something. So he is a shomer chinam, he's doing a favor, and a shomer chinam is only chayiv in pshia if he's negligent. But gneva ravid, if the object is lost or stolen, he's not chayiv to pay, and certainly if there's an ones, circumstance beyond his control, he's going to be putter. How does he exempt himself? Generally speaking, he takes a shvua. The Torah speaks about this in Parshas Mishpatim. It says, Imlo Yimotze HaKanav, let's say you have an object that someone is watching and it was stolen. Vinikrav Balabais Elo Elokim, the Balabais, who's the Shomer, goes to the Beis Din. Imlo Shalach Yodah Bulech Hazreya, when that means that he takes a shua, he takes an oath, that I wasn't Sholeach Yad, I was not negligent at all, stolen or lost, or an ones happened to it, he's going to be exempt. So here we have a case where Reuven gives Shimon an animal or kelim to watch. Vinikrivu Osha, they were stolen or lost. So the general rule is he takes his shuas hashomrim, I was not negligent, and is it exempt? But that's not the case in the Mishnah. Here, Shilem v'lo ratzel ishava. Shimon is a nice guy, and he says, you know what? I don't want to take an oath. I'm not interested in taking an oath. I obviously would tell the truth, but I don't want to take a shua and basin. I'd rather pay. He's willing to pay. And not only that, it's not only if he actually pays, even if he says he's willing to pay. So, Shahri Amru, as the Mishnah says, Shomer Chinam Nishba Miyotze, he could have sworn and he would have gotten off scot-free. So, now what happens if we find the Ganav? Which means, what's happening? He have an object that was stolen. And he, the Shomer, could have sworn that I was not negligent. And he would be putter for paying. What would happen if now the ganav is found? So the ganav would have to pay kefil, double the object. And who would that be paid to? Of course, the owner of the object. But here you have the shomer who's willing to pay for the object. And he says, I'll pay for it. I'm not going to swear. I know I could exempt myself, but I'm not going to do that. I'm willing to pay for the object. So says the Mishnah, if he's willing to pay for the object, then the owner basically says, okay, you're willing to pay for the object. Then if the ganav is ever found, you're going to get the kefil, Mr. Shomer. I'm willing to give you the kefil. So nimtza haganav mishalim tashlume kefil. The ganav pays kefil. And of course, tavach umachar, if let's say the animal is not only stolen, it was stolen and slaughtered or sold. Mishalim tashlim abar v'chamesh. Of course, the ganav then has to pay dalad v'hei, four times for a seh, we had this in Bava Kama, and five times for a shor. Limi mishalim, who is the ganav going to pay this kefil or dalad v'hei? Limi sha pikadon etzel, the one who had the pikadon, the shomer. Why? Because the shomer was willing to pay. He could have exempted himself with a shvua, but he decided not to. So if he's willing to pay for the object that was stolen, then if the ganav is found, he gets the kefil, he gets the dal v'hei. But nishba v'lo rotzo v'shalem, of course, if he swears the shvuas hashomim and he doesn't want to pay, which is the typical case, nimtza haganav, then mishalem tashlume kefil, tavach umacha mishalem tashlume v'chamisha, if the ganav is found, yes, there's kefil paid and dal v'hei, if he slaughtered or sold the animal, l'mi mishalem l'bal ha-pikadon. Who does he pay? The owner of the pikadon which is the owner of the object, because in this case, the owner is not makna the kefil to the shomer, because the shomer wasn't willing to pay. The shomer exempted himself from the shvua, so if the ganav is found, the kefil, the dal v'hei, goes to the owner. Parag Gimel, Mishnah, Beis. Hasocher parav mechaber. So a socher follows the same rule as the shomer sachar. One who rents something is chayev in not only pshia negligence like a shomer chinam, but in geneva va'aveda as well. That's true for a shomer sachar, and for one who's a paid watchman, and a socher, one who rents. Their liability is a little bit higher than that of a shomer chinam, that of an unpaid watchman, and therefore, although a shomer chinam is putter in geneva va'aveda, the renter, one who rents an animal or an object, or or he's a shomer socher, pays for geneva v'aveda if that's it's lost or stolen. So here you have a case, a socher, one who rents a parah from his friend. Now he actually lends it, v'hish'ilo v'acher. He lends it to someone else. Is he allowed to do that? So the Gemara says, we're talking about a case where the owner said, okay, if you want, you can lend it to someone else during that time. I'm not makpid on that. Because otherwise, shomer, shemasla, shomer, one shomer giving something else to another shomer, or those are the debate in the Gemara, we say that you chai for that. You're not allowed to do that. So nonetheless, here's the case of one who rents, let's say you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So Reuven is the owner of the animal. And Shimon leases the animal from Reuven, and then he's the socher Shimon, and Shimon the socher now lends that animal to Levi. Levi is the shoel. Now we are shoel is chayev, is greater liability. He doesn't pay for anything. He's not paying for rental. He just borrows. Kol hana shelo, he gets full benefit, and therefore his liability is the highest. He has to pay even for onus, even for onus. So the animal, let's say, dies naturally. That's onus. The shoel has to pay for that. A socher would not have to pay for that, but a shoel does. So here's what interesting. What happened? You have Reuven leases it to Shimon. Shimon now lends it to Levi, umesa kadarka. And now the animal dies naturally in the hands of the shoel of Levi. Yishava ha-socher shemesa kedarka. You know what the socher can do? He can go now to the owner in Beis Din, and he says, okay, I have the shuas ha-shomer. I'm going to swear that an ones happened. I was not negligent. It was not stolen or lost. It may die naturally, and he's believed in that oath, that shuas ha-shomer. So he's now exempt. But the shoel is not exempt. The shoel can't take a shvua. The shoel has to pay because it died naturally as an ones. And an ones, a shoel has to pay for. In fact, the only thing that a shoel is punted from is what we call mesa machmas malacha. If the animal died in the middle of work, obviously he doesn't have to pay for that. That's why he borrowed that. We'd be like, can I borrow your car? And the car dies the moment you take it out of the driveway. You don't have to pay for that. I borrowed it so I could use it. So, but other than that, an ones happens. Even their circumstance beyond his control, a shoel has to pay for. So in this case, where the animal dies naturally, which is an ones, the socher can swear and exempt himself. He swears to the owner and he's exempt. That Shimon swears to Reuven, the animal died naturally, too bad on you. But v'hashoel ishan la'socher. But the shoel, who does he pay to? He pays the socher. Why? Because at the end of the day, the socher gave it to him. His relationship with the shoel is, and the shoel is a shoel to the socher, not to the original owner. And now the shoel is going to pay this, so the socher exempts himself. And on the animal that doesn't even belong to the socher, he ends up getting money. The shoel pays him. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ketzad Hala Oses Schora Beforo Social Chaver. How could we allow that this guy, the Shimon, the socher, he can do business with his friend's par, with Reuven's par? This is Reuven's par. Elatachzor HaPar LaBailim. The par goes back to the original owner, which means that the payment, the shoel doesn't pay the socher, the shoel pays directly the value of the para to the balim. The Mefarshim explain that the way we view this is as if the socher lent the animal to the shoel as a shaliach of the Baal HaPara. Therefore, the Baal HaPara has every right to deal with the shoel directly and get paid. And we actually follow the opinion of Rabbi Yossi against the Tanakhama that the socher does not gain money in this case, and the payment goes back to the original owner.